This is part B of Proverbs series number 2 for youth. Let's come to Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13 and verse 13. Now, let's think about this. Verse 13. Whoever despises the word shall be destroyed. Now that's something, isn't it? That's the word of God. But you see, when we're not really seeking God, we look to the person and look at their faults to justify our faults. And let's just look at something here that happened at the Holocaust Museum. This Von Braun was an atheist, a hater of God, and there are a lot of atheists out there that hate God. He had probably been a devout Hitlerian Nazi all of his life, in spite of coming over here. And he decided to take things in God's hand, in his own hands, instead of leaving them in God's hands. So at 86, carrying this burden, 88, beg your pardon, thank you, he goes down and he shoots some innocent guard just standing there, security guard, opened the door, and he opened the door. As soon as he opened the door, standing there looking at him, he shot him. Okay? Terrible situation. And that's part of what I covered when the mystery of lawlessness is working. It's working everywhere in society. See. But sooner or later, whoever despises the word of God shall be destroyed. So think about that. If you start thinking your parents don't love you, your parents don't want you to have fun, your parents don't want this, your parents don't want that, stop and think when you begin to despise that and you won't listen. It's not your parents you're not listening to. It's God's instruction you're not listening to, because they're not trying to do anything to you other than what God would want you to do. Don't your parents love you? Don't they care for you? Don't they provide for you? Don't they want the best for you? Why then should you believe all of the nonsense that's out in the world, spawned by Satan the devil, that now you rebel against your parents, you despise them because you can't get your selfish own way the way that you want, and they say, hey, son or daughter, this is going to lead to trouble. Now, why would they say things like that? Because they grew up. And they were once teens and youths too, so they'd know. And they've also seen friends, neighbors, relatives, and people around them go through the same thing. And every one of us, if we sat down and said, all right, I would like you please to relate to me some of the things you experienced growing up. And every one of you could have a lot of different things to say. Some of them very evil, some of them kind of bad, but all of them resulted in difficulties and problems, right? Yes. So God loves you. Your parents love you. I love you. And all we want is the very best for you and everyone, so that you don't have to have some story later on when you grow up to relate how you did not listen to your parents. All right, let's continue on here, verse 13. But whoso fears the commandment shall be rewarded. Now here's the one commandment, two commandments you need to fear. One, honor your father and your mother. Two, you shall not commit adultery. What it says in the New Testament, flee fornication. Because sex is everywhere, and sex is going to be into everything, and sex is going to be your number one trial. And you need not get involved in it. Flee it. Now, to show you how difficult it is, there is only one account in the Bible of a man who fled adultery. Now, I'm sure there were others, but that's Joseph. And we'll talk about the vulnerability of teenage boys and teenage girls, and also in relationship to growing up and adults. We'll cover that a little later. Verse 14, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. So God's going to bless you. It's going to come in many different and good ways. Let's continue on here, Proverbs 13 and verse 14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. See, because when you go out the door of your house and your parents aren't with you, and they give you a little warning, be careful of this, be careful of that, why do they do that? Because they want you to come back through the door when you get home. The last thing they want to happen is for the police or the highway patrol to show up at the door and say, are you Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so? Yes. Well, I have to tell you that your son is in the hospital or your daughter is in the hospital because he got in a bad wreck. And that's happened way too often, see. So if your mom and dad tell you something when you're leaving to go somewhere, don't say, yeah, 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 that's all you say. There's good reason for saying it. It's a fountain of life for what? To depart from the snares of death. Because there are a lot of tricky things out there. Verse 15, good understanding gives favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Now let me tell you one that I'm aware of. Young man, just 20, had a girlfriend. Everything was fine. Oh, they loved each other. Uh-oh, it went too far. Uh-oh, she got pregnant. Uh-oh, he was ready to marry her. Uh-oh, she said she didn't want to get married. What did I have to tell him? I said, I'm sorry that you had to go through all of that. I said, but there's no easy way out of this. This is going to be with you the rest of your life. So you might as well buck up, and you might as well do the best you can, even though the circumstances are not good, make something good out of it. That's all you can do. Even though it knocked you completely off your feet, and it's a very difficult thing to overcome, don't let it destroy your life. All right. Let's come to the Proverbs across the page, Proverbs 12 and verse 13. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just comes out of trouble. So what we need to do in this kind of thing is this. We need to think, all of us, how to keep out of trouble by doing right. And especially for the youth and teens, when you're on your own and your parents aren't around and you have to go out and do certain things, whatever it may be, make sure that you do what is right so you will avoid trouble. Verse 14, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the reward of a man's hand shall be given to him. So there again, that's why the Proverbs are necessary for reprogramming the brain. for those who have been incarcerated. And Proverbs are necessary for the youth and teens to program their brains properly. Know right and wrong, good and evil. Listen to advice. Do what is good. Verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who listens to advice is wise. A fool's wrath is known at once. In other words, if you got a temper, be careful. Give yourself some space. You know what the old story is? Before you speak, count to 10. Maybe if it's real serious, 100. See? But a prudent man covers shame. All right. We can go on and listen, read some more of them. All right. Let's come down here to Proverbs 3, verse 18. Since we already talked about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, let's look at some of the things that the proverb says are like a tree of life. Proverbs 3 and verse 18. Now it's talking about wisdom. And all the way through the book of Proverbs, it is a continual plea from God to everyone. You need the wisdom of God. You need the right ways of God. You need to be thinking in these terms and these ways, and it applies to everyone. Whether you belong to a church, whether you have a Bible, or whether or not, these things still apply. So notice what it says of wisdom here in Proverbs 3 and verse 18. She is a tree of life who lay hold upon her. Because it says in another Proverbs, get wisdom with all your might. And this is what you need to do when you're young. You have the time to study. You have the time to learn. You have the time to develop your mind. This is what you need to be busy doing. Now, if you can avoid all the partying, all the music, all of the fun and games that teens have, to distract them from growing up. If you can avoid that, or 99% of it, and apply yourself to learning, apply yourself to study, apply yourself to doing things, you'll be surprised. What if you did that and you graduated from high school with all A's? Guess what? You can get a scholarship almost anywhere for your whole 4 years. Isn't that a blessing? Yes, indeed. But that doesn't come unless you apply yourself while you're in high school. See? Tree of life for everyone who lays hold upon her, and happy is everyone who holds fast. Okay, let's look at Proverbs 11 and verse 30, where it again talks about the tree of life. So if there are any thoughts that you have, well, you know, I don't like this preaching to me. All right, stop, ask yourself the question. Are you glad that you're alive? Yes. Do you want to continue living? Yes. How do you want to continue living? In happiness or in sorrow? In freedom or in bonds? Proverbs 11. Verse 30. Here we go. The fruit of righteousness, in other words, the result of doing what is right, is a tree of life. And he who wins souls is wise. Behold, the righteous, that is those who do right, shall be recompensed in the earth. How much more the wicked and the sinner? Now that's why you think about this. When we came into Pasadena on Thursday, Highway 210 was really crowded. I mean, backed up way out. So we decided to come down and come over on California Avenue. And as we were driving by looking at all of these wonderful homes, you know, and woo, Dave mentioned, man, this is an expensive part of town. I said, yeah, it's an expensive part of town. See, why are they there? Because someone worked hard, and someone was diligent, and someone used wisdom, so now they could buy this, right? Okay? Then we come over here, and after I gas up the car, Dave wasn't with me, and I'm driving out, and here's this poor man, broken life, could hardly walk, hair all messed up, hands in his pocket, limping along, hardly able to walk, and I thought, oh, that poor man. Look at his life. What happened in his life? What did he do in his life? How did it happen that he is there this way? And then think about all these fine homes down here, and whoa, look, they have everything that they could ever hope for. And so let some of those things sink into your mind. Maybe if you've never driven down on Slums Row, or your parents would not take you down there to drive through, it might be a good idea to go down there and just observe. And as you observe, ask yourself the question, is this what I want? Because you can have it. I told a drug addict one time, said, unless you quit your drugs, you better go on down and find yourself your cardboard hut under a freeway while you can still claim the space, because that's where you're going to be. And I also told him, you have brought curses upon your life. Think of it. Here you are, over 35. You lost your home, you lost your children, you're losing your life. And you're allowing everyone to mess you up. You're cursed with a curse. Well, believe it or not, that finally got through. And he was able to get his life squared around. But look at all those wasted years. You need to think about it. I know one man said, a good education for every teenager is get permission to go down some Friday night and Saturday night emergency room at the hospital. Watch what comes in. Just watch. Broken bodies, broken lives, nearer death, blood, guts, and gore. You know, I think they used to do it here in Los Angeles County, didn't they? Take the teenagers down to the morgue? Yeah, that lines up with what Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes. It's better to go into the house of death that you may be wise than to go into the house of fools and die. So those are some things. Now, let's come back here to Proverbs 2, and we'll finish up here. Okay? Proverbs 2. Now, what we want to do with this, and what I want every one of us to learn from it, is this. There is one two-letter word which applies in all of our lives every time, every day, and it is spelled I-F. If there are conditions, as you grow up and you become an adult, you have conditions laid upon you that you did not have when you were a little child. And you have to accept those conditions. So let's see it here. Proverbs 2 and verse 1. We finished Proverbs 1. So let's come here to Proverbs 2 and verse 1. My son, if you will receive my words, if, I want to circle that, you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you, which means when you get wisdom from anyone, don't block off your mind from the truth of what's being told to you. Because you have the choice, are you going to receive it or not? See? If. Now notice, there are quite a few here. and treasure up my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, rather than trying to find yourself. Yes, if, there it is again, you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. So while you're young, you have the opportunity, you don't have the obligation of having to work and pay for rent and food and light and heat and all this sort of thing. Educate yourself. Learn. Now, if you have a bad school you're going to, you can get educated online. They have everything online. Develop your mind. Use it. That's why God gave it. Don't be distracted with fun and games and entertainments and, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends and all of this sort of thing, and then you get your life all wrapped up in that, and that's all you have your mind on. And when you do, and you're obsessed with it, there's no room for wisdom. There's no room for knowledge. There's no room for learning. And you're only young once. Right? Yes. Habib and I agree. Okay? Now notice how important it is, verse 4. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure. Now I tell you what. If you went up to your mom and dad and you told them, look, I just discovered that underneath this floor in the kitchen, now here's a concrete floor, there is $100,000 worth of gold coins. How about if we dig it up? You'd be the first one there with a pick, wouldn't you? See? Now that's how you need to approach education. And so if your education in the school that you go to is crummy, supplement it with homeschooling. It won't cost you very much at all. I mean, you can go all the way from kindergarten all the way through to a PhD by never getting away from the computer. So if your school is rotten, homeschool. That make the best of it. Now notice, the if, we have three ifs, then here comes verse 5. Then. See, you're not going to understand right away. You have to put it together step by step by step by step, right? Then you shall understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That's when, you see. And every one of us who are adults, if you ask us, we'll tell you. We wish that we would have taken advantage of that when we were growing up. Because I can attest to you, first person, it is hard to start college at 27. But at that time, I wasn't married, so I could do it. So what did I do? I wasted 10 years. Three of it in the Army. I learned some things there. The rest of the time was wasted time. Because I had no purpose, I had no goal, I had nothing in my life. And I know how difficult it is. Couldn't find a job. If you're not educated, can't find a job, right? So I sold Encyclopedia Americana. Wonderful job. Made $142 in 6 months. Walked up and down the neighborhoods everywhere, knocked on the doors, got turned down, slammed in my face. So there comes a time when you come to yourself. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. Look at your life as young as you are and make some determined decisions in your life so you can better your life. Look at the conditions. If, then. See? Now let's look at a few more promises here, then we will end and continue on next time. Verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. That's why we're putting together this whole series and booklet on Proverbs and other booklets on Proverbs. So you can take it and you can see right and wrong, good and evil, truth and lies. You can understand how to think. You have to learn how to think. I remember there was a time I was going along and I couldn't make my brain work. So I prayed and said, oh God, help me to think. I don't know how to think. God help me. But I had to do the applying. I had to do the work. But God blessed it. See? So likewise with all of us. And out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. So there will be an invisible shield about your life with the wisdom of God, with the angels of God, to help you and protect you and to keep you from trouble, provided that you keep yourself right with God. Now, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it? So that's what God wants to do. So we'll continue on another time with the third in the series of Proverbs for youth, teens, and inmates. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.